Hello.
Hi, this is Edward from Opinion Research. We are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this is a quick and confidential survey. Do you consider yourself as a male?
Do you work for the Democrats or the Republicans?
Oh no, this is an independent research firm. We are not affiliated with any within the party. Do you consider yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female. Okay. In which state do you currently live?
Maryland.
Maryland. Okay. Perfect. Are you registered to vote in Maryland, though?
Yes.
Okay. In what year were you born?
1958.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay. What is your race? What is your race? Are you white?
My race. White.
Mm-hmm. White.
I thought you said my waist.
My sincere apologies. No. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. No matter how frequently you voted in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? You can rate it from 0 to a 10. 0 is no power at all, and 10 is a lot of power.
You know, I don't know. I have to just say 5 because...
Right in the middle?
You have, I don't want to say 0. Well, maybe I'll say 3 or 4.
3 or 4. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a valid answer. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Harris?
Harris. I would vote for Harris.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Your Senate Republican Larry Hogan or Democrat Angela Alsobrooks? Brooks?
I know that one I haven't decided yet because Larry Hogan is very good, but the other woman is a Democrat, and she's probably more to my leaning.
Okay.
I don't know.
But if you have to
undecided. Okay, I'll say Angela.
Angela. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would like to read you some statements, and please indicate which of these statements is closest to your own view. The first one says, I personally support the person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. The second statement, I am personally against abortion, but I do believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Third one, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
Those I think the second one.
The second one. Okay.
Mm, that was, it might not be right, but it's the person's choice, right? Mm.
Your answer is valid at the end of the day. And that's what I want to hear from you, your most honest answer. So don't worry. This is confidential too, okay? So you can feel free to speak. Mm-hmm. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Maryland when it comes to abortion legality? The first one says, abortion is legal and available in all cases in Maryland. The second one, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Maryland. Third statement, abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Maryland. And the last one, abortion is totally banned in Maryland. Or you're not sure. That's also a valid answer.
It was the second one, it should be legal with some restrictions.
Okay. How concerned are you about abortion access in Maryland? Are you very concerned or not concerned at all?
What was it? Abortion access?
Mm-hmm. Yes, in Maryland. in the state.
Well, I'm beyond that age, but I think people should have a right to choose.
Okay.
I support a woman's right to choose whether I agree with that choice or not, but I don't think it's my business. So whatever that
okay.
is.
So if I have to ask you, in your case, that's something very concerning or somewhat concerning to you?
I guess it's very concerning.
Very concerned. Okay. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about the ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard a lot about it.
Okay. And based on what you know now, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measures to guarantee that your constitution protects the right to abortion? Well, if you're undecided, that's
for, okay. I would vote for the protection for a woman's right to have one. Have one if she needs it.
So that would be a yes?
Yes, I guess it would, yes.
Okay. The next question is about an amendment. It says, the amendment that might appear in the ballot in Maryland of November 2024 elections. And it states, the proposed amendment confirms an individual's fundamental right to reproductive freedom, included but not limited to the ability to make and effectuate decisions to prevent, continue, or end the individual's pregnancy, and provides the state may not directly or indirectly deny, burden, or abridge the right unless justified by a compelling state interest achieved by the least restrictive means. That's the statement. The question says, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measures to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? If you're in the
you
state,
what?
Again, that's fair.
I'm sorry, but I'm not understanding your accent. I'm sorry, I apologize, but I'm not sure exactly what you're saying, and it's just because I
no
apologize.
Worries,
I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's
quite okay,
no worries.
I'm not following it exactly. I don't know if it's the cell phone or what, but I'm not really getting the full. It's really a long question.
Let me read it for you. It says, here is the next question one, the amendment that might appear in the ballot in Maryland in the November 2024 elections. It says, the proposed amendment confirms an individual's fundamental right to reproductive freedom, included but not limited to the ability to make and effectuate decisions to prevent, continue, or end the individual's pregnancy, and provides the state may not directly or indirectly deny, burden, or abridge the right unless justified by a compelling state interest achieved by the last restrictive means. After reading that ballot, in the elections, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot? Or if
yes,
you're undecided,
I vote yes.
Okay.
I vote yes. They need to have some restrictions there. Like if a baby is 38 weeks or something, that's too late. Well, you know, it has to be like early. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know that's too much information for your thing, but they should have restrictions still, even though I support a woman's right to get an abortion, but, you know, not like when they're about to give birth or something. Anyway, that would be wrong.
Okay. I see your point, and it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
With that in mind, I would like to ask you something else. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes? I would like you to please pick two out of the following values, and those are the values that best describes your decision. It says, first value, empathy. Second one, equality. Rights, freedom, safety, privacy, responsibility to younger and future generations, responsibility to women, control over your own life, and by last, making decisions about your own body.
I choose one of those?
Mm-hmm. You can choose up to two.
Okay, making decisions about your own body.
Okay. Is there another one?
Yeah, but there are so many I don't remember.
Okay.
Just put the one down. It's fine. Close enough.
There is empathy, equality, rights, freedom, safety.
Empathy.
Okay. That helps. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote? Or it doesn't make any difference?
I think I'm more motivated to vote.
Okay. Somewhat more or much more motivated?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're halfway, okay? We're almost done. If you learn a candidate for political office supporter the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, where it doesn't make any difference?
Sorry, can you tell me again?
Sure. If a candidate for political office supported this ballot measure, would that make you feel more or less likely to vote for that candidate? Or it doesn't make any difference?
If they supported abortion, it would make me more likely. And if they supported banning abortion, then I would vote against them for whoever else was available.
Okay. So if they support that will make you somewhat more likely or much more likely to vote for them?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. It sounds this is a really important topic to you. I appreciate the time, if I'm honest with you. Once again, this question I already answered that, but I just want to read it to you. If the candidate opposed to the ballot measure, will that make you feel more or less likely to vote for the candidate? In your case, I hear you saying it will be make you feel less likely to vote. But I'm wondering, is somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat. And I don't know. I have to say, this whole thing is taking too long and I quit listening because I have a short attention span and we've been talking too long and I'm busy. So I really don't know. Don't read it again. Just pick one out that goes along with what I've said so far and move on to the next one.
Well, so if the candidate opposed, that makes you feel somewhat less likely to vote or much less likely to vote?
If somebody opposes abortion, then I'm not voting for them. I would be opposed to voting for them.
So much less likely then. Mm-hmm. To the best of your knowledge, I know you're busy, but we're almost done. Do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? They want a national ban on abortion without exceptions. Want abortions to be illegal nationally with some exceptions where one state to decide on their own body abortion laws. I know, no worries. I get you. The question is what do you think, based on your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? They want a national ban on abortion without exceptions?
They want a national ban on abortion without exceptions.
Without exceptions.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about the Democrats? Also the same options. They want abortion to be legal?
They want abortions to be legal, but with some
exceptions.
With some exceptions.
And what about you? In your case, you want abortion to be legal?
I want legal with some exceptions. You know,
legal
a certain,
with some exceptions.
Yeah, like after a certain amount of time or whatever, you know, but mostly yes.
Okay then. With some exceptions then. When thinking about who to vote in the race for United States Senate, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion. He's very important, somewhat important,
yes.
Neutral. Very important, yes. Or important?
Very important.
Okay. When thinking about who to vote for president, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion?
Very important.
Very important too? Okay. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. Then answer some questions on it, please. This says Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, and by last, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what you have heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the Project 2025 conservative agenda? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable to Project 2025.
Very unfavorable. Okay. And if you learn the candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 group and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate? Or it doesn't make any difference?
I'm sorry, I quit listening again. I have some other thing I was working on, and I started looking at it. I don't know what you said.
Okay, no worries. Here it comes again. If you learn that a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 and
I would not vote for them at all. I wouldn't vote at all for them. I would refuse to. I'd vote against them.
Okay. Here are also some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. I want you to please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for a Republican candidate and no on the ballot measure. First one says, abortion laws should be decided at the same level. I am voting for Republicans who want to let the states determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress. That's a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing reason, or not convincing at all.
It's not convincing.
Okay. Not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Okay. Just two more. Science tells us that the unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain. They make a fist, have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. How convincing is that for you?
It's not very convincing because they might be alive, but you don't know how they're gonna, what their life would be like if they were born. They might have a terrible life and they're better off not being born because you just don't know.
Sometimes the work can be difficult. But I see your point, and I respect your decision. There's just one more.
Mm-hmm.
Americans want to, they want a common sense position on abortion. That is why
mm-hmm.
I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim of, or is a victim of incest. How convincing is that for you?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. Also, here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Same thing, I want you to please rate each statement on how convincing it is for you to vote for the Democrat Party. It says, if Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. How convincing is that? It's very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing reason.
Well, the thing about your question is, I'm against Project 2025 for many reasons other than abortion, and you're only focusing on that one issue. So that makes it kind of hard for me because, you know, I think people should have a right to choose. Women should have a right to choose. But on the other hand, you know, even if the abortion issue wasn't on there, there's still enough on there that I disagree with that I still wouldn't vote. So I'm not sure what you want me to say on this one or what I should say, because I wouldn't vote for anyone who supported Project 2025 as, you know, is taking away people's rights. And I would never...
Okay.
It's dissolving our government.
Okay, it's
taking away
so,
people's freedom.
In your case, then, that doesn't sound very convincing, but I don't want to make any assumptions. For you, that is not a very convincing reason to vote? Or not at all? Or is just somewhat convincing reason?
I don't know, because I wish I'd just answered the question, because now I can't remember what it was. I just was talking about how I didn't want to. I don't know. I can't, tell me again. What was the question again? I'm so
sure.
Sorry. This is embarrassing.
No, don't be. I actually want to thank you for your participation. It says, if Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure, and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025.
Yeah, I guess I'll agree with it. I'll agree with it 100%.
Okay. So if it is positive, is very convincing reason or somewhat convincing?
No, it's very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. And the last one. For all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democrat candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. How convincing is that for you?
Very convincing.
Very convincing reason. Okay. I know you're busy. This is just the last quarter of the survey. And again, thanks for your participation and time. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much
power...
Wait
a minute. You're not done yet?
Almost done.
There's
just a few more questions and we are done.
How many more?
I can tell exactly, but we're heading to the last 20%. We're almost on. This will be really quick.
20%?
No worries. We can do this last quick. The last questions are only for us to take
purposes. Wait a minute.
Let me know once you're ready, please.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I want to do this as quick as possible too, and sorry for taking too much of your time. But it says, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? I don't really ask you this again, but sometimes you can change your decision. You can choose between 0 to 10. 0 is your vote has no power, and 10 means it has a lot of power.
No, I think that was the 3 or 4 I said.
That's sick. Okay. Okay. And if the elections were held today for president, again, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kamala Harris?
Harris.
Okay. Okay. Would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Yes,
yes.
No, or undecided? Okay.
Yes.
No, just 10% more. And again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you vote for your Senator Republican Larry Hogan or Democrat Angela Alsobrooks?
Angela.
Angela. Okay. what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
12.
12, okay.
Oh, wait a minute, no, 16. College was 4 years of college, 16.
4 years of college.
Yes.
Okay. Did you get a degree?
Yes, in marketing, but I never used it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good. Okay. Just heading to the last questions one more time. Thank you very much for your participation. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married. Congratulations. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years old?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, or bisexual, or something else?
I'm just regular heterosexual.
Okay. And last question. This is the last question. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you unable to vote? We have Joe Biden,
Hello.
Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican.
I voted for Biden.
Biden. Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can give me an estimate if that's better for you.
Oh, I'm not telling you my income.
Only for tax purposes. You can give me an estimate if you don't feel comfortable.
I'm not. Over 100,000.
Okay. That helps. Perfect. This concludes our survey. I really want to thank you again for your participation,
okay.
And I appreciate your patience with me too. Tomorrow is Friday, so I hope you have a good weekend. Honestly, wish you the best
for
your day. And again, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.